Acts chapter 24. Now, this morning we got up to where Paul had nearly got ambushed, been jumped out on by the people who wanted to kill him. But Paul's sister's son, who was maybe a little boy, had heard about this and he'd come and told the captain. And so he shifted Paul to somewhere else. And there he has to explain himself again. After 5 days, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a spokesman, that's somebody who talks for you, called Tertullus. And they gave evidence to the governor against Paul. And when he was called, Tertullus began to accuse Paul, saying, "Seeing that by you we enjoy much peace and prosperity is being brought to this nation, by you we accept it in all ways and in all places, most excellent Felix, with all thankfulness." So this Tertullus, he annoys me because he's all smarmy and nicey-nicey in his words to Felix. "Most excellent Felix," he says. But it says he says all that because he wants to accuse Paul. But Tertullus goes on, "Not to be tedious to you any further," and we all think that you are tedious, Tertullus, "but not to be tedious to you any further, I beg you to hear by your courtesy a few words from us." So he's one of these wordy people. "We have found this man, Paul, to be a plague and a mover of insurrection," that's like revolution and riot, "among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes." Now, where did Jesus come from? What town did he come from? His followers were called Nazarenes. He came from
Nazareth, maybe?
That's right, Nazareth. Now, he was born in Bethlehem. And so they called the people who followed him Nazarenes. Now, we know that Jesus had our nature. And so he was born in a town in Bethlehem, and he grew up in another one called Nazareth. And he was known as the man from Nazareth, like you might be the girl from Riga or the boy from Croydon. And this man, Tertullus goes on, tried to profane the temple. No, he didn't. "Anyway, we laid hold on him, and we would have judged him according to our law, but the chief captain Lysias came and with great violence took him out of our hands." Well, they were trying to kill Paul. They were the ones using violence. So he's turning it all around the other way, like people do. "So you'll be able, by examining him yourself, to gain knowledge of all these things of which we accuse him." And the Jews also joined in the charge, affirming that these things were so. "And when the governor motioned for him to speak, Paul answered, 'Inasmuch as I do know you've been for many years a judge to this nation, I cheerfully make my defense. You can check that it was no more than 12 days ago that I went up to Jerusalem to worship. And neither in the temple, nor in the synagogues, nor in the city, did they find me arguing with anyone, nor stirring up a crowd. Neither can they prove to you the things of which they now accuse me. But this I confess, that after the way, which they call a sect, I serve the God of our fathers, believing all things which are according to the law and which are written in the prophets, having hope toward God, which these people also look for, that there will be a resurrection, both of the just and the unjust." So it's not just the good people that get resurrected. There's going to be resurrection, and what comes after resurrection? What comes after?
You'll be resurrected.
Yeah, and what comes after the resurrection?
God.
Well, God will be there. What comes after resurrection?
Eternal life.
Yeah, but between resurrection and eternal life, we've got to come to
the day of judgment.
The day of judgment, that's right. So that's why both the just and the unjust are going to be resurrected. Yes, darling? You see, both the good and the bad people are going to come out of the grave. Not everyone who's lived, but all those who are responsible to God. And some of the bad people will be sent back to the grave. It's called the second death. So herein Paul says, "I try always to have a conscience that is without offence toward God and men always." So we were talking about conscience this morning. It's that little beep beep that goes off when you do something naughty, when you do something wrong. And he says, I try to always live with a good conscience. So if that beep, beep goes off, we repent and we ask God to forgive us our sins, and then we're back to a good conscience. Anyway, Paul goes on. Now, after some years, I came to bring alms and offerings to my nation. And while doing this, they found me purified in the temple with no crowd and with no riot. But there were some Jews from Asia who should have been here before you and to make the accusation if they had something against me. I also let these men themselves say what wrong they found when I stood before the council, except it be for one statement that I cried standing among them about the resurrection of the dead. I am called in question before you this day. Now you see, Paul knows that he's been falsely accused and he puts it all right, but it doesn't make any difference because you don't get justice in this world. Justice is only from God, really, at the last day. But Felix, having more accurate knowledge concerning the way, adjourned the proceedings, saying, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come, I will decide your case. Then he gave orders to the centurion that he should be kept in custody but have some freedom, and that none of his friends should be stopped from attending to his needs. So all the time you see the hand of providence, the hand of God moving kindly in our lives. And although it might seem it's pretty rough for Paul being kept in prison all the time, he was allowed some freedom and his friends could come to him. After some days, Felix came with Drusilla, his wife, who was a Jewess, and sent for Paul and listened to him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. And as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was frightened. He trembled and he said, go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I'll call for you. So you see, when you tell a man about judgment to come, this man, Felix, knew that that's true and that he must be self-controlled. It's something we talk a lot about, isn't it, that being self-controlled, because there is a judgment to come. And he trembled at the thought. He hoped, meanwhile, that money would be given to him by Paul, so he sent for him often and discussed with him. But after 2 years, so poor Paul is left there for 2 years, Felix was replaced by Porcius Festus. And because he wanted to gain favour with the Jews, Felix left Paul in prison. So there Paul would have been thinking, but I could be going around the world preaching. And it was the plan of Jesus that he should stay in prison all that time. And often things happen and we don't understand why it is, but clearly God had a purpose. And maybe the wonderful letters that Paul wrote, he worked out the ideas in those 2 years, maybe.